team checklist. Qualities of a great team player. Number 1. Energy. Number 2. Unstoppable desire to win. Number 3. Willing to let someone else win. Number 4. Personally responsible. No blaming or justifying. Number 5. Willing to submit to the code. And number 6, unique talent or ability. In choosing who is on the team, I tend to follow the advice I heard once from Bill Cosby on one of his shows. He said, quote, "I don't know the key to success, but I do know that the key to failure is trying to please everyone," end quote. If you try to accommodate everyone, you'll attract a bit of everything. As a result, you will have to deal with all kinds of different neuroses. You have enough on your hands to deal with, and unless you have a degree in psychology, why bother? Great expectations. While change is a constant, changing the rules should not be. The code lives on in spite of what happens. The bigger the team gets, the tighter the code needs to be to ensure peak performance. If you are a 5-person team in a Phoenix, Arizona office, the code is easily supported. But as you open offices in New York, London, and Singapore, it gets tougher to hold to the same standards. Try this experiment. Take a 2 to 3 foot piece of kite string and tie a small weight to the end of it. Twirl it above your head as a cowboy would a lasso. Swing it faster. What happens? You have to hold on tighter. Lengthen the string. What happens? You have to hold on even tighter and pick up speed in order to keep the weight aloft. The same is true of teams as they grow in numbers and spread out geographically. The code has to be stronger, better supported, and revisited with more frequency. You also have to pick up speed or the whole project never gets off the ground. This is backward to what happens as companies grow. They typically get more bureaucratic and slow down. In the case of existing teams, the code must be a matter of choice. If people have been on the team for a long time without clear rules, they have to be given a choice to play or not with the new code. It's unfair to spring new rules on people without warning or reasons why. The mechanics who work for NASCAR are all very talented and experienced. They have to be. But no matter how much experience they start with, when they are hired, their first duty is to stack tires. You know why? Because not only do they need to understand the importance of every job performed on that team, but they have to understand this new culture that they're now a part of. As a new member, they assume a position of serving others first, not of being a star. When choosing new team players, you have to observe if they are willing to enter the team from a position of serving others and lying low, listening, and learning. If they are, you know you have a person who is doing his or her best to earn the right to be a great team member. Every organization has its own set of rules, its own way of doing things. A clear understanding of expectations and rules is critical for anyone joining any kind of team. Without it, I wouldn't want to be in the car that a new mechanic worked on, and neither would you.